Okay, this is Josh and Ethan, and we are back.
We're back.
We're back. And actually, the truth is, we never left.
Yeah, it's only about
it's been like two minutes since we ended
week one.
When we say back, we're using a shorthand of radio. It's a professional thing. Anyway.
Except now we've made 2 minutes of explanation out of it, so it really wasn't shorthand at all.
So we're back to week two. Hand. What we want you to do now is go to your scene selection, or if you happen to be at week two already, just get ready, and we'll give you a second. Go to scene selection, go to week two.
That's right.
And go ahead and pause it for a second there, right on the opening title page where it says week two. And we're going to go with go now again.
Okay,
go now. 1, 2, 3, go now.
Okay, you can say this thing.
And then we're gonna hit start and we'll start our week two commentary. 1, 2, 3. Well, I've changed my mind. 1, 2, 3, go now.
That's
okay.
That was good. That was smooth. We're going to get better. By the time we get to week 8, we'll
have
this. It's
going to sound actually professional. Sorry, so week 2 of camp.
Machi Mecca, I think this is?
I believe so, yes. That's right.
This is when, you know, this is... there was a lot of actually excellent footage from this Ekkarim sites, because the Ekkarim oftentimes are underrepresented on the video, because, you know, a lot of them are out of camp, or even if they're in camp, they're out in the woods, you know, with cameras and woods and
right.
Don't always mix so well, but it was nice to get some footage from
now,
from those cool programs.
You know, in past years there have been rumors that people pay you a certain amount to make sure that they're in the video.
That's true, but not with money.
I see.
It's, you know, I accept candy,
mm-hmm.
And free DVDs.
So if somebody out there is thinking to themselves, I want to be prominently displayed in the DVD next summer, what are some strategies that they could use?
Okay, that's an excellent question. Well, other than paying me off, or, you know, paying off one of the video yearbook filmers, you know, one of the guys running around with the camera.
Or consistently dressing in a funny hat.
Right, consistently dressing in a funny hat, case in point, is excellent. There are there's a population of campers out there who are very good at getting on the video yearbook because they always look happy and they're very happy to, you know, smile or wave all the time or strike a pose when the camera is sweeping around. People who are frowning, don't get on the video.
So if you're an unhappy camper...
Right, you're not going to be on the
video.
You're
not making it.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry. So you have to be happy, or at least pretend to be happy.
Okay.
When the camera is there. We also, you know, and I really like the shots of stuff happening. You know what I mean? So an action, you know, somebody, whether they're doing a dance or you know, they're actually... you know, cutting a board in Nagarut, or they're lifting something, you know, shots of people doing as opposed to just standing.
So if you're like a frowny face camper that sits around and does nothing, your chances of making the video are limited.
Maybe the outtake reel.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, but there are, you know, so this is a, that was a good shot right there. It's quite a, you know, we also do try very hard to get as thorough a mix of cameras as we possibly can. Oh, here we go, Yom Sport.
Yom Sport, let's give it a second.
Okay.
Okay, everyone remember this now.
We had fun with the,
Oh my goodness. It surprises me every time I see it.
But let's see it again, shall we?
I think we should. Now you decided to go twice on this.
Yeah, well, we actually had two cameras going because I was filming and Dave Kival was filming.
Wow.
And
that's a nice shot, that second shot.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be fun. We don't usually have multi-angle coverage of events around the video yearbook.
We're not ESPN.
I thought that would be funny. The only other real good multi-angle coverage we have is, of course, in the outtake reel,
which we're gonna see in a little bit.
We'll get to. Right. Ben Hamburger and I think that was also Dave Kival begged me to do some multi-camera coverage, which we included in the outtakes. Oh, but so we do try. We're talking about, you know, how we really do try to get as many cameras as possible. We want to try to have every camper on the and that was actually a much longer that
Bravo clip on the clip
before, right? It was the same. Volley back and forth. Do you call it a volley in?
I believe it's called a rally.
In volleyball?
I don't know.
Because you call it a volley in tennis. So volleyball has volley in the title of Friday. Somebody could email Ethan with that information.
That would be really good. Well, there's a special prize.
but so we do try to. You know, every year somebody comes to me and is like, "Oh, I wasn't on the video yearbook," and. I don't have a lot of sympathy. Because they probably were there. They're probably in the background, like, of that shot right there. I firmly believe that everyone is in the video somewhere. So, like, you know, you might be way in the background.
So your suggestion really to people would be to watch this video frame by frame.
Well, no, that wasn't my suggestion, but that was just, you know, I'm saying if you're feeling bad because you don't think you're in the video, I'm just telling you that you're wrong.
I see.
You are in the video. So don't email me with your complaints. That's what I'm saying.
So what we're saying we're saying we're not interested in
because if you're not in the video, it's probably because I put you in the video and then Ethan cut you
out. Correct. I do a lot of the editing, of course, before the final product.
And by editing, he means leaning over my shoulder being like, yeah, that's bad.
That's, yeah. This is Simon Says.
That's right.
Simon Says.
Run by Rabbi Ethan.
I believe I did run that. Yes, that's right.
I've got to tell you now, ever since I was so inspired by that camp-wide game of Simon Says that every Shabbat at my junior congregation service, we always like to do something during Psuke to get the kids kind of moving, and so now we play Simon Says with the 30, 40 kids. And so.
See, and my...
I've added that to my repertoire.
You know, I think going to rabbinical school, I've clearly had an impact on people. It's really, it's good to hear.
It's one of the great tragedies in life to me that the banners from Yom Sport every year
disappear.
Always seem to not exist the day later. I don't know if campers take them home or what, but it's...
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the final ceremony from this year's Yom Sport took 27 hours, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was 28 hours, because I had all the tape. Each tape was 60 minutes.
So you had to watch it in real time.
It was an eternity. I was standing in the back. I think I was videotaping a lot of it. This was another event that we had dual camera coverage, because I was videotaping, and I know that... I think it was all, again, Dave Kival was also taping. But I was standing up in the back and getting rained on because the roof of the Beit Am
is
totally great and secure, and there must be some other reason why water was falling on my head while I was standing.
Now, my question is, do you remember who won before you rewatched the videos? Because I never remember by the end of the summer who won.
I don't even remember now, and I've seen the video. I've seen the video about 100 times, and I don't even remember.
So it's going to be a surprise for us in a moment.
It will be.
We're going to find
out. So when Ethan and I squeal...
Now, I personally have my money... I think I have my money on green... I think it's who it was.
I'm sorry, what team, Ethan?
The green team.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
what team, Rabbi?
Of course I meant Yaroke.
Okay, just check
it. If it ain't Yaroke, don't fix it. All right, so here's the... This was, I thought...
Okay, we can take that out in post-production.
I don't think we're going to be editing.
I wasn't crazy about the guns, quite frankly, but this was a clever closing. So it was! I'm sorry,
green.
What team?
Yaroke. If it ain't Yaroke. Okay, that's exciting. That was fun.
Yeah.
I love color work. Mostly because I don't have to do it. Okay, well, that's the end of week two.
That was a good week, I think. We just blew by that.
Busy week. Okay, we're going to be back for week three in a moment.
Try to make our future week commentaries a little bit more scene-specific as opposed to our random
dissertations
on how to get into the video here.
All right, I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you for week three.
Bye.